Hello and welcome again to the International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. I'm Kevin, and you will no doubt notice that my co-presenter and my nephew Connor is missing today. He actually recently had a baby, so he's been very admirable in doing as many of the podcasts as he can, but it's a bit of a struggle for him to fit them all in, so I'm going to do the Costa Rica players myself. So this is part two of the Costa Rica, of the look at Costa Rica. In part one, we looked at the team, and now we're going to take a look at the players. And to do that, we're going to organize it by position, which, as we repeatedly say, is a bit artificial because players do move around positions, but it helps us to kind of organize the discussion. So we'll be looking at the main candidates for each position. Okay, let's begin with the manager. Now, something is going on in the managerial situation that I researched and really couldn't find out. But this Luis Fernando Suarez came in just before the tournament, as I understand. So I'm guessing there may have been some sort of a problem beforehand. So beforehand, Ronald Gonzalez Brenes was in his second stint as the manager, and his second stint was from 2019 to 21, 2021 as in shortly before the Cup. And it was his second stint having been interim manager in 2018. But again, I'm sensing there was some kind of a problem, but I couldn't find anything about it. Never a great idea to bring in a manager right before a tournament. It's usually the sign of a problem. Anyway, in between Suarez and Brenes was an interim manager, Douglas Sequeira. And then when they found Luis Fernando Suarez, he kind of stepped down. So Suarez has been with the team since 2021, as we mentioned. He coached or managed the Honduran national team from 2011 to 14 and the Ecuador national team from 2004 to 7. He's Colombian himself, actually, but he didn't earn any international caps for Colombia, although he was a player from 1980 to 1995. So we won't go into too much detail, but he's coached in a lot of tournaments. I think two for Ecuador and four for Honduras, including the 2012 Olympics. And he managed Costa Rica this time and will through these qualification games. So moving on to the next position is goalkeepers. And kind of an interesting situation here. Keylor Navas, of course, is the famous goalkeeper who plays for, he's with Paris Saint-Germain now. And after the 2014 World Cup, he was drafted by Real Madrid, which is a pretty big honour for a Costa Rican goalkeeper. he played in the 2014 World Cup. That's really where he developed his reputation. And in the 2018 World Cup, it seems to kind of eschew Gold Cup competitions. He played in the 2009 and 2011 Gold Cups, but he has missed every Gold Cup since 2013. I think he was injured in 2015. And in 2017, he said he was resting after a long season with Real Madrid, and he withdrew again in 2019. So he hasn't played in the Gold Cup, which may lead to a bit of a problem. I read a report from Costa Rica saying it's a difficult decision now for Suarez whether to draft him back in. Or to go with the keepers that have been playing in those Gold Cups. And one of those keepers, the main one, is Leonel Moreira. Excuse me. He actually started all of the games in 2019 and two of the games in 2021. So he plays in Costa Rica and he is 31 years old. That's not too old for a goalkeeper. He actually got a red card in game three against Jamaica So Esteban Alvarado took over. Esteban Alvarado is 32 years old, and he not only took charge in game four after that red card to Moreira, but he had also played game two. So I wonder if they were kind of sharing the duties anyway. He was actually the starter in the 2015 Gold Cup, but then he wasn't involved in 2017 or 2019. So anyway, he is available to them. I'm guessing that the starting keeper is going to be Keylor Navas in the end, but maybe a little bit of friction there. A couple of other names. Patrick Pemberton was heavily involved, but he is now retired. And Patrick Sequeira seems to be, well, I wouldn't say the up-and-comers, because he's got some people ahead of him to overcome, but he's the one kind of in training, if you will. He first appeared in June 2021. But was on the bench. So I think he has, yeah, I don't know if he has any caps yet. It seems like he doesn't. Although my information here says three caps, but I don't know where he would have gotten them. Anyway, he is a new goalkeeper. He's just 22 years old. And we're going to find actually a bit of a concern with Costa Rica is that they're not really developing a lot of new players. They have a lot of veterans, but I don't see a lot of new players coming through the ranks. So at least at the goalkeeper level, ironically, where they don't really need it, they do have someone coming through the ranks. Let's move on now to central defenders and talk about the options available there. So one of the main ones is Francisco Calvo. Well, I'll talk about them kind of as a group, and then I'll talk about them individually after that. So these four all kind of took turns in pairs. Let me try that again. These four all took turns in pairs in 2019. So in game one, it was Waston and Calvo. Game two, Gonzalez and Duarte. Game three, just let me take a quick check on that because I think I got it wrong on my notes. Game two was Gonzalez and Calvo. Game three was Duarte and Gonzalez. And game four was Calvo and Duarte. So anyway, whether that means they're kind of searching for their starting defender, I mean, Waston, I think, was in that position in previous cups, and he started game one here and then lost his starting position. So I'm not sure what that means. Calvo actually was a left defender in 2017 and even had a game as a left midfielder in 2018, but they seem to draft him now as a central defender because that's where he has been for the last two tournaments. So Calvo has 56 caps with the national team and is with the Chicago Fire in the USA. He's been in the USA since 2017. And he's been on the team for quite a while, starting in 2011, where he started all three games in the Copa America there. However, he wasn't selected for the World Cup 2014 squad. But as I said, he started as a left midfielder and seems to be a central defender now, starting three of the games there. Maybe the reason he was out was because he got a red card in game two against Suriname. I remember that. He was completely shocked. I think there was some pushing and shoving in the box and his outstretched hand caught the face of an opponent. And the opponent made the most of it, but it was a touch to the face and he got a red card. And I don't think it was intentional, so he was a bit shocked. Anyway, moving on to Oscar Duarte. He has been with the team since the 2016 Copa America Centenario. No, hang on. He was way back in 2012. He came in as a substitute and has been with the team since then, starting in 2014 World Cup. missing the 2015 and 17 Gold Cups. But anyway, he's been around for quite a while, and he started game three, I guess, to replace Calvo, who was suspended, but he also started game four there. So he seems a strong candidate in that position, but not firmly entrenched right now. Okay, finally, not finally, Giancarlo Gonzalez. He's a veteran with the team, 84 caps, so a lot of veterans back there. He started in 2013 at Gold Cup and was the starter in the 2014 and 2018 World Cups. However, he was only on the B team. He was only selected for the B team in 2019. So he kind of may be on his way out. He is 33 years old, and he started game one as a substitute here. But then, he started game one as a substitute. He was subbed in very late into game one, but he started games two and three. And finally, Kendall Waston. So he's never really entrenched himself in the team, even though he's been around for quite a while. Only in 2019 was he kind of a starter. Otherwise, he was appearing as a substitute or when they had a B team game, and he did start here in game one. And then he lost his starting position. He got a yellow card on a fairly rough tackle. It could have been a red card. He was lucky to get away with it. And I guess wasn't selected for game two. There's kind of a funny story, actually. I was describing him to my family. And I said, oh, there's a guy that should get a yellow card before he steps onto the field. And what I meant is he's kind of rough and makes mistakes. I think he takes a lot of cards. He did in the Copa Centro America 2016, got a red card. And anyway, he's a fairly rough player. And then the funny thing was, he came onto the field as a substitute in game two, but he came on before he was allowed to, before the player he was replacing had stepped off. So the referee basically went over and gave him a yellow card, in effect, before he had stepped onto the field. So my prediction came true. All right, moving over to left backs. Fairly entrenched is Ronald Mariata. He took over the position from Brian Oviedo, who played there in 2018. And then it was Calvo, who we introduced as a central defender now. He was in the position for all five games in 2017. So Mariata was the starter here at the left back position. He is 27 years old, and he has 37 caps, and he was in the 2016 Copa Centro America as a Copa Centenario as a starter, but then he wasn't with the team in 2017 because of injury, and in 2018, sadly for him, he was injured also for the World Cup. So he was with the team, I guess, but just injured for those tournaments. He was just a sub in 2019, but he started all three games. He was the starter on the left wing. In game three, he wasn't, but that's because they played a B team in game three, so they tried out a new right winger, which I'll talk about in a second. Anyway, Brian Oviedo played the position mostly in 2019. He's also a left winger. His primary designation is actually a left winger, but he played mostly in defense in 2019. And he was selected for the 2021 squad, but he was injured, so he withdrew due to injury. But I'm not sure that he would have been the starter because it seems like it seems like they're kind of working Matarita into that position. They tried him out in the B team game in 2019, and then he was the starter here. So Brian Oviedo is kind of getting a little old. He's 31 years old. He's with Copenhagen in Denmark, and he did play in England with Sunderland. But he, I don't think, was ever really entrenched in the team. He kind of came in on the B team or as a sub. Only in 2019 was could he be called a starter. And now moving over to the right backs, pretty entrenched in the position is Keisher Fuller. He started the last two games in 2019 and then started all four games in 2021. In fact, for game three, the B team game, he played as a left defender, but that was in order to give Yael Lopez, I guess, a game or a bit of practice, a B team game. So Lopez played as right defender and Fuller moved over to the left. Before that was Christian Gamboa. He started there for the first two games of 2019, and he was also in that position in 2017. So Keisher Fuller is 27 years old. He's been with the team just since 2019, so a bit of a late starter with the team. He plays in Costa Rica. And he started, as I said, all four games in the 2021 World Cup. Lopez, that was his first cap in the Gold Cup. He's 23 years old and he also plays in Costa Rica. And he had never actually appeared for the squad before he was named to the preliminary squad. So, really trying out a new name there. And finally, Christian Gamboa. Seems like he may be retired. He's 32 years old. He's a veteran with 80 caps, and he was the right back in the 2014 World Cup and in 2018 World Cup. Maybe a bit more of a winger, a bit more attacking in 2018, but he's been in every tournament since the 2014 World Cup. And also was on the roster in 2011, but didn't play any games. But he only played one of their 14 games in the lead up to the Cup. He was injured for three of those, but he just wasn't selected for 10 of them. So I'm wondering if he is on his way out of the squad, and but probably Fuller will be the starter there. Let's move on to defensive midfielders, and we have David Guzman. And coming in is Jefferson Brenes, so it looks like they do have kind of some new blood here. David Guzman has never really been a starter. He did in 2017, and he was starting in the World Cup 2018, but I don't think he was with the team in 2019. Yeah, I'm lacking a bit of information there. Anyway, for at the beginning, like in 2011, he was on the roster but saw no action. And in 2015, he didn't appear in game one. So now we've called him the defensive midfielder, but in fact, he's kind of just among the other central midfielders. Just his primary designation is defensive, but I'm not sure. He's more defensive than the central midfielders that we're going to talk about. Jefferson Brenes, though, is also designated as central midfielder. He only has one cap, or actually, after the 2021 Gold Cup, now he'll have four because he played three games, but he only started one of them against Suriname and he was subbed out at halftime. So anyway, he's a young player, fairly young, 24 years old, and but he's only been with the team since 2020. So it looks like they're kind of maybe grooming him or hoping he will become the next generation of defensive central midfielders. Now coded as central midfielders are the veteran and captain Celso Borges, and also Alan Cruz and Yeltsin Tejeda. So Celso Borges is a real veteran with 134 caps, and he has 23 goals. So I view him more as a defensive midfielder, but he was playing up a bit more and got two goals in the recent Gold Cup. So maybe my impression of him as a more defensive-minded player is a bit wrong. He goes back to 2009, way back to 2009, where he started all five games. And he was the captain in 2011. I'm not sure he was the permanent captain by that point, but I have him as the captain of the team there. World Cup 2014, World Cup 2018, he started and finished all the games. The only tournament he missed was in 2017. He said he was resting after a long season in La Liga because he's been in Spain for a while. He's currently on his second stint with Deportivo La Coruña. He was with them since 2015, but actually left for 2 years to play in Turkey and then came back. Okay, the next player to talk about is Alan Cruz. So he started all games in 2019, but he was just on the B team in 2021. So he plays for FC Cincinnati in the USA and is 25 years old. So hard to say, like he looked like he was kind of coming into the midfield as a you know, as an established player, but now he was on the B team, just on the B team. So I'm not sure what that means. The other player to consider is Yeltsin Tejeda. So he was selected for the team in 2021, but he tore a muscle and was injured for the tournament. So he plays in Costa Rica, but he did play in Switzerland and France before that. And he has... he was on the World Cup team in 2014. In fact, his first tournament was the 2013 Gold Cup. But in the 2018 World Cup, he was only kind of a side player. He just subbed into game two. And he does seem to be kind of on his way out, as far as I can tell. It's hard to tell. He's 29 years old, so he's not that old. But... you know, he's kind of been on the fringes, like he subbed in 2017 and in 2018. He was on the roster but saw no action in 2019. And I'm not sure he played here. He was injured for this tournament. So he's a candidate and a fairly big name, but 59 caps, but he... doesn't seem to have settled as a permanent player into the team. Okay, let's move over to the left of midfield and talk about a few players there. Ariel Lassiter. So Ariel Lassiter started in the midfield, actually, for games in game one, but then he played more as a left forward in a three-man front line for games three and four. He got a goal in the first game against Guadeloupe, but he also got a yellow card. I'm not sure why he was not a starter in game two. But he's fairly new to the team, 27 years old, but his first game was in 2019, and he only has 12 caps. So I'm not sure he's an established player. Johan Venegas sometimes plays on the left, but sometimes plays centrally. So he started games two and four and subbed into games one and three. So again, not really sure how entrenched he is. His first Gold Cup was in 2015, and he was a starter in that one. But then in the 2016 Copa Centenario, he was just a sub. In 2017, he was a starter, but he got injured just 35 minutes into the first game, and that ended his tournament. And in World Cup 2018, he started games one and two, but then lost his starting position. And he wasn't selected for the squad in 2019. Nevertheless, he's a familiar name on the Costa Rica team. And at 33 years old, hard to say if he's still in the setup, but he did play all four games in 2021, even though he didn't start them all. He was actually subbed out at halftime in game four against Canada. Randall Leal made a good impression on me in 2019, and that was his first tournament. He subbed into game one and gained a starting position for games three and four. He was particularly good against Haiti in game three. So he's 24 years old, but he wasn't selected for this tournament. He was on the preliminary roster. It looked like he was going to be selected because he had played 9 of their 14 games in the lead-up, and he was with the under 23 team for two of those. So he's playing for the country quite a bit, but wasn't in the 2021 World Cup. So he actually may be a bit higher up on the list than some of the players we have here, especially since he's a bit younger. And then the last one to talk about is Elias Aguiar. So he actually plays in South Korea. Yeah, he's been with South Korean teams since 2019. I'm fond of South Korea because I lived there for 15 years. He was kind of slow getting onto the team. He was a sub in 2015, and then he wasn't selected again until 2019. So, but in 2019, he was a starter. He was a starter for games one and two, but then lost his starting position. So certainly not firmly entrenched in the team, but he was the left midfielder or kind of left winger for games one and two in 2019. So we have several players there, and none of them kind of firmly established in the position. And we'll often see the central midfielders or the more attacking kind of left wingers or left forwards coming into this position. So it seems to be quite open. Okay, moving on to right midfielders. I have put Joel Campbell in this category, even though he is, coded as a forward and often plays as a forward, kind of seen as a forward. But in fact, he's played on the right wing recently anyway, more as a more than as a forward. In 2021, he played the first two games on the right wing, and then they changed the formation and he played the last two as a center forward. But in 2019, he was on the right for all four games. So that's kind of why I've put him here. He is a very firmly established player on the team. In he went into the 2021 World Cup, 2021 Gold Cup with 99 caps. So he'll be over 100 caps now. And he plays with Leon in Mexico. Actually, I know he was loaned to Monterrey in Mexico, so he might still be with them. Anyway, he plays in Mexico. He's been on the team since 2011 and basically has been a starter in all of their tournaments. If he wasn't a starter, he usually gained a starting position. I do see, though, in 2018 World Cup, he was not a starter, but that was because he was recovering from injury. A big name for them, but he is getting old. He's 29 years old right now, so still probably has a few years left. And then maybe coming into the position is Alonso Martinez. He is coded as a right midfielder. He's 23 years old and had two caps coming into the tournament, but he played all four games in the tournament, subbing into games one and two, and then starting games three and four. But he was subbed out at halftime against Canada in game four. Anyway, he's kind of a candidate for that position in the future, and especially maybe the only real candidate as a right winger if Joel Campbell plays as a forward. Among the attacking midfielders, we can't help but talk about Brian Ruiz, who has been with the team since 2005 and had 129 caps coming into this Gold Cup tournament. But honestly, he's kind of seems to be on the way out. He was with Fulham in England for 4 years and then with Sporting Lisbon in Portugal in his prime. And he moved to Santos in Brazil, but now he's back playing in Costa Rica. And judging by the Gold Cup here, he seems to be, kind of becoming a veteran bench player. So he was a starter in games one and three. He actually scored a goal in game three against Jamaica, but he was just a sub against Canada in game four and didn't appear in game two. So he has been the captain. That's right. He's the captain of the team since 2014. And of course, he featured in the 2014 and 2018 World Cups. Also, a candidate here is Elias Aguilar, but we've already talked about him as a left midfielder above, but he's actually coded as an attacking midfielder. So he can play in that position. The truth is, they don't actually use this position that much. They often go with a two or three man front line, and then it's kind of the wider midfielders who bring the ball up front. So it could be central midfielders filling this role, or one of the left or right midfielders moving over to the center. Okay, finally, we'll take a look at the forwards. And I put Joel Campbell kind of as the main. Sorry, I think I haven't been. Okay, sorry. I haven't been keeping up with my graphics for the YouTube people, but there we go. I'm filling them up now. Okay, so for forwards, I put Joel Campbell as the main candidate, but then sometimes he doesn't play in that position. And it seems like they're kind of searching around for someone in that position. So as I said, they used him as a forward in the last two games, so seemed to settle on him there. But it was Jose Guillermo Ortiz in the first game, and then it was Ariel Rodriguez in the second game. And I'm not sure obviously, if they were changing around, the manager wasn't that satisfied. So we've already talked about Joel Campbell. So Ortiz has actually been around for quite a while. But he's been on the team since 2017, but he didn't make the 2017 and 19 Gold Cups, and nor did he make the World Cup in 2018. So this was his first tournament, and he was the starter in game one, but then in games two and four, he lost his starting position and just subbed into games two and four. Game four was at halftime, so he got a bit of time on the field there. The other candidate may be Ariel Rodriguez, and similarly, he's kind of had difficulty making his way into the team. He was on the squad in 2017 for the Gold Cup, but he only started game three, which was a B team game. He also got injured in that tournament. He wasn't in the 2018 or 2019 Gold Cup, but after they tried Ortiz in game one and obviously weren't satisfied, they tried him as the centre forward in game two, but he was subbed out at halftime, and then they went with Joel Campbell for games three and four. Now, the other names I have here, Jonathan McDonald, Alvaro Saborio, Myron George, and Marcus Urena, they're all kind of players that were in that position in previous tournaments. And, you know, they don't seem to be candidates now. So Jonathan McDonald played two games as a co-forward, a two-man forward line in 2019. But then he didn't play for the national team since that tournament. So he seems to be off the team, which kind of makes sense because he is 34 years old. Alvaro Saborio is a real veteran with 110 caps. So he was a big player for them, I guess, up to 2013, really. He didn't make the 2014 World Cup because of an injury. And then since that time, he's been around, but on the fringes. So he was subbed in as late, or he was on the squad as late as 2019, but he was just subbed into game one and then started game three, which was kind of a B-team game. So I doubt he's going to be their player going forward for this, you know, for these qualifiers, but he may step onto the field as a sub or if they're in a pinch. And finally, George Mayron, he played three games as a co-forward in 2019, and he did appear after the Gold Cup for Costa Rica, but his last appearance was in September 2019. So he may still be on the table because he's only 28 years old, and he plays in Switzerland now. He was in Denmark before that, and he's played for a lot of teams, actually, in Europe. I think since 2015 he's been in Europe, but hasn't really established himself on the team. Okay, finally, Marcos Urena. He was the sole forward in 2017. I don't mean the sole forward as in the only forward available, but he was a one-man forward, as opposed to 2021, where they used a kind of a three-man forward line. So again, a veteran of the team, and 31 years old, so not too old. But again, not really sure if he's on the squad. He was a starter in the 2018 World Cup, but then he was not part of the squad in 2019. And not part of the squad for the 2021 Gold Cup, even though he did play in February 2020 for Costa Rica. So, you know, he could still kind of be hovering around. So there we have it with the forwards, kind of no kind of clear decision on a forward. They seem to be searching for one. And rather than having, if you look at the dates, those of you looking on the little graphic we have, the youngest player there is 29 years old. So at the beginning, I mentioned a bit of a concern, with the aging of the team. And that's what I find. They don't have a lot of young players coming in, and these players are veterans. So what that means for the upcoming tournament is kind of not clear. It could be a good thing in that, you know, they have veterans playing, but there are so many games and injuries are kind of likely. I think you have to prepare for those. And of course, COVID now is also going to be a concern. So Connor and I have been saying throughout the team, the examinations of the team, that we think teams are going to need a very strong bench for this, and that really is my concern with Costa Rica, that it may be too much for the veterans to play all the game. But anyway, we'll conclude by looking at a kind of a prototype lineup, or a kind of a prototype in the sense of kind of a typical, based on what we've seen over the past few tournaments. So the manager is Luis Fernando Suarez, so as to distinguish him from the Uruguayan forward. In goal, I think it's going to be a bit of a difficult choice between Keylor Navas and Lionel Moreira. So either one of those, it'll be interesting to see which one. Among the central defenders, it'll be two of the four they've been using. So Francisco Calvo, Oscar Duarte, Giancarlo Gonzalez, and Kendall Waston, who seemed to lose a little ground as a candidate for a starter in this tournament. Left back, fairly established, is Ronald Matarita, and right back, Keisher Fuller. I'll just kind of count them all as central midfielders here. David Guzman, and a newer player, Jefferson Brenes, to add some youth. Celso Borges, Alan Cruz, and Nelson Tejada. I always have trouble with his name. Nelson Tejada. Tejada. Nelson Tejada. On the left of the midfield, maybe Ariel Lassiter or Johan Venegas. On the right of the midfield, Joel Campbell or possibly Alonso Martinez. But Joel Campbell maybe moved up to the forward position. So I have him as the main candidate for a forward. And it's Joel Campbell. Joel Campbell or Jose Guillermo Ortiz are the main candidates up there. So that's our preview of the team for Costa Rica, and I hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope you come back to listen to our next podcast. Thank you. Bye-bye.